Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 26th of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that with Jesus as our anchor, as a church, as a family, and as individuals, we can weather any storm. Today's Bible reading can be found at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 4 to 10. Living stones for God's house. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone, and he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once, you had no identity as a people. Now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. When did you last face a spiritual storm? Maybe you find yourself in the center of one today. They are rather inevitable in life. We can experience spiritual storms within our church or family relationships. But despite this, there is a beacon of hope. Cultivating love can help us navigate these tempests. Just as Jesus remains the steadfast anchor, our commitment to loving others provides a way through the storms. Cultivating love means choosing to act in love even when it's difficult, extending grace as we have received grace, and prioritizing the well-being of others. This love becomes a shelter and a means of growth, transforming the storms into opportunities for deepening our faith and relationships. Take a few minutes when you can today to consider a current challenge in your church or family life. How can you show love in this situation? Make a conscious decision to respond in love this week and observe the changes it brings to your relationships and to the atmosphere around you. As you reflect on these thoughts today, use this question to help you. How does choosing to love as Jesus does empower you to weather the spiritual storms in your church and home? And what growth can result from this choice? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. In the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.